Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
We note here, our Lord is proceeding on his way to Jerusalem. This whole section of Luke's Gospel presents this to us. And all of these teachings that our Lord is giving, he's doing on his way up to Jerusalem. And why is he going up to Jerusalem? He's going to make that sublime sacrifice. A sacrifice that greatest sign of his love, his crucifixion and death. And so here, once again, as he does several times, and we see prominently as well in St. Matthew's Gospel, but here we are in St. Luke, he gives us a premonition, as it were, of what is to be at the end of time. But here he makes a particular point. Here he's using, as he often does, an example that the people very well understand. The man who goes off to become king. At that time, Palestine was under Roman rule. They were under the emperors of Rome. And it was divided into four sections. And each one was ruled by, well, one who was proclaimed king by the Roman emperor. They had to go and appeal to the Roman emperor to be proclaimed king over that section. And so understanding this, our Lord uses an example like this of a man who goes off to a distant country to become king of this territory. Essentially going off to Rome to get proclaimed king by the emperor. Examples, I said, they already well understood. That's the example he uses. And on his way, what does he do? He entrusts to several of the servants a gold coin. And he expects them to make return. You see, he himself is that proclaimed king. He's the son of the Father. He is himself. He's proclaimed king, but he also gives all of us creation. We are stewards of that creation, and he expects us to give it back in return with interest, as we see mentioned here, towards the end of this passage. He expects us to bear fruit. Each and every one of us. You see, we are stewards of that creation. And he expects us to use it towards our salvation. And that's the bearing fruit. And you better make sure it's abundant. He's waiting for us to give back everything that he gives us, including ourselves, but with interest, much fruit. He is giving us the graces, and he does so from our birth, well, from our baptism, for sure. The graces necessary to carry out, to bear that fruit. That's the mission we have, each and every one of us, according to our way of life. To bear that fruit. He gives us the grace. We correspond with that grace. There's the talent, gold coin. That's what he gives us to carry it out. Now do we correspond with it? Do we work with that grace? And make it bear fruit. The fruit he will be looking for at the end of time. When he comes back to take accounts. That's what he is seeking of us, to bear that fruit, do we? And notice how he handles it. The one who has the most brings back the most. And he is treated the highest. He is also giving them charge over territory. We will also, if we do bear that fruit, if we are faithful, we bear that fruit, we too will reign with him in heaven. We are heirs. We are princes and princesses of the kingdom of heaven. So it's not just some simple, banal thing. It's a great, awesome thing. We stop and reflect on it. We are heirs to the kingdom of heaven from our baptism. We will reign with him in heaven. But we must first bear fruit. We have to bring back that interest. Let us correspond then. Work with those graces he gives us, with the talents he gives us, and make it bear that fruit that he is looking for. And what is that fruit? That's the next question. I propose to you that it is the salvation of even more souls. Because he has created us and all of creation to share his own life with us. And he is waiting for us to give our unlimited yes. To go out and share his love that he has given us. Well, we have the greatest sign of his love, his own life and death. His own suffering death on the cross. He has given himself completely to us. Out of love for us. Now he's waiting for us. He shares that love with us already. And now he's waiting for us to go out and share that love with everyone else. He wants all souls. He wants all of us. That's why he created us. Let us go out and share that love. Each according to our way of life. Each according to the graces he gives us. That love. His love. With all souls. Praise be Jesus and Mary.